form on which you have indicated any difficulty related or heart related ailment. Maybe high blood pressure or problem. Six steps. Steps, not three.
But there are your basic of it.
Before you come,
yeah.
But it is an 18
hour at this moment. You keep your hand. You slouch, you come forward, you straighten up, you slouch. Because you have not yet completed the exercise. You do not know why this movement is happening. When you complete the exercise, then you know why this movement is happening. Both in 36 and in 18, these movements are needed because the last step is not yet completed. Is that right? Then, and I don't want to take everything today, on Saturday we will do that. If A and C we need half, if B and D we are doing today half, on Thursday again we will take the other half for A and C, and on Saturday we will take the other half with you. You get my point? Now, I have given you Yoga Sutra rearranged in 5 books, all of you have got it. Suppose those happen, I'll check up on your next term. Each rearranged book is an exposition of yoga. Now, the Vedas, the Upanishads, the Gita, and all other sorts of scriptures are philosophies. Yoga Sutra is philosophy plus practice. Anyone can tell us you should not do this, you should not do that. But then we can't help doing it. Somebody must show us how we can avoid it. Otherwise who is giving advice, isn't it? Don't tell lies, don't get angry. Okay, don't get angry, don't get angry. He is showing me a way how I can avoid getting angry, isn't it? Yoga Sutra are the only Yoga Sutras that tell you and show you how. That is why with each book arranged there will be a phase of exercise. With book 1, phase 1. Book 2, phase 2. Book 3, phase 3. Like that we shall go. So that all the things we are told not to do, if in the heat of the moment you have to do, how you are prevented from doing it. You get that one? That is why practice is a very essential with exposition. But I find that practice is especially in the first phase. You will take time to get used to it. That is why I started first with the practice and then I will come to the exposition. But phase 2, phase 3 will be easier for you. Because they are the same. That extension of that. 4 is different, 5 is different, 6 is different. But phase 1 is most important. You get some basic idea. So, we are going slowly with exercise. With technique. That is why I am breaking this turn. I am asking you again on Saturday. The other group again on Thursday. And next week again if I find that I am not quite satisfied, I might break again there, two groups, twice, in the last week. So that we have thorough practice before we go to phase 2. You get that point? And before we go to phase 2, we will have exposition on phase 1. You get that point? Because it's no use trying to divide and say, no, you should not do this and you should not do this. One should not be able to do this. If I want to get angry, I can't get angry. That should be my stage. You see? Not knowing it is bad to get angry and still get angry. You get that point? You can't help it. Our life is so rushed. We have to do so many things. We are tempted to do so many things. At that time, there is nobody to say, no, no, don't do it, don't do it. There is nobody to tell you like this. You are alone. Something from within you must stop you. No, you are going wrong. Remember what you have to do. And again you go back to your normal state. See? There must be a guidance from within you because when you are in the fix, there is nobody there to tell you anything or guide you. At that time, guidance must come from your own self. How should this guidance come? That is the most important part. See, yoga means, yoga means to combine, to yoke, yoke with what? Your inner self. Your inner self that can guide you, that can show you the right way. You see, but unless you are in communication, how will you get it, that guidance? That is so important. And that guidance is unfailing. It is never wrong. Because inside is Ishwar, Gurudev, sitting inside you. He can never be wrong. He will always guide you correctly. But the only trouble thing today is there is no communication. What we are trying now is, in Yoga Sutra, to establish that communication. You get my point? And phase by phase we will get our communication. And that communication is there, you have got the world's best advice. You need no outer guru. And that should be, because the outer guru may not be there near you to guide you. Then you need guidance. You carry your inner guru. This Guru Deva is always with you. And if you are in communication, at the day of night, he is there to guide you. You get my point? So Yoga Sutras are philosophy plus practice. You get my point? So, we are giving utmost attention to practice. This is the first phase, the most important phase. Do it religiously at home, but don't do it daily. Do it every alternate day. With every alternate day. If you are done today, then do it day after. Then do it day after, then you are coming here, and come here. Then you go to the full exercise. Even after we reach the full exercise, I will take two turns with you again to see that the full exercise is understood properly. The whole exercise should be done in a rhythm, without getting tired. The purpose of the exercise is to get you tired. And your purpose should be to be in such rhythm as not to get tired. You get that point clearly now? If you are tired, you are faithful to the exercise, you are doing it, but not in rhythm. You get me? And if you don't get tired, maybe you are not doing it. So, you get, everything is okay?
One announcement. Next time you come, if you happen to come early, feel free to get your moment checked. Be here. I am thankful for the father and myself and one of me. You get yourself checked to feel like it, that you are doing it correctly or not. So, it is better to get yourself corrected now rather than carrying on with some awesome things.
How do you speak to Kali? How do you speak to Kali and make sure that you are able to hold it?
Yes, but I mean, one more.
Then we do normal, 3 SRP, we take 5 seconds. Sit near the clock. Look at the second time. Instead of closing your eyes, keep your eyes open. Correct? Look at the clock. First look for 3 minutes, 3 SRP, 5 seconds for 1 breath. 5 seconds for 1 breath. 5 seconds for 1 breath. Okay? Done? Two? Now, 18%. Two? Do it twice. First in 5 seconds. Do it twice. In 5 seconds. Do it twice in 5 seconds. You get my point? Then 36. Do 3 times in 5 seconds. Do 3 times in 5 seconds. You get it? Once you get the feel of it, by walking the second hand, you'll know it. Then safety comes in. If you have noted, don't worry. You get the feel in the lungs, how fast it goes. You get my point? 2, 3, and 1. 1 breath is normal Priyasabhi. 2 breaths in 5 seconds are 18, and 3 breaths in 5 seconds are 36. You get the feel first. 1, 2, 3. Okay? Now, remember that 5 seconds mean 6 pulse beat. Correct? So 1 is 6 pulse beat. 18 is 3 pulse beat. Correct? 36 is 2 pulse beat. We are talking of seconds. Think of pulse beat. 5 seconds is 6 pulse beat. So when you take a 3 SRV, it is 6 pulse beat. And it is 88, you take 3.
4 pulse beat.
4 pulse beat. And I am a tarot. 18 pulse beat. And I am talking about it. You are taking 4. Pulse beat is 4. 18.
It should be a little here.
And 36
will be 2.
So 2, 4 and 8.
2 points.
2 points. It's never like that.
Yeah.
So go like that. Go by the field first, then you come to the thing.
Thank you.